Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening in. And we always get started this way. We play our creed, something we live by. And that is, we don't worry, we work. We don't doubt, we believe. We don't make excuses, we hustle. We don't talk about it, we are about it. We don't follow, we lead. We don't do it to have, we do it to become. We're not victims, we take responsibility. We're not suckers, we earn our spot. We're not a statistics, we stand for something. We are not the clay, we are the potters. We design our own lives. Let's jump into the podcast, guys. Hope it can bring you some value today. Let's go in. Hi, Academy. How are you doing? Welcome to the podcast. Always a pleasure to come to you. I answer the questions. This is the personal development podcast. I am Lowen Motivator Carr. I'm not afraid to say I'm a motivator. These days, people are shying away from that because of whatever sort of pressure, saying that they don't pump people up. They come to inspire people and all that sort of stuff. It doesn't matter. Motivation is motivation. We like to play with terms and do all sort of things with it. And just to help people to cop out or to market or to appeal to the frivolous minded, or just to add more people into our funnels and not really trying to teach people the root of what is happening. We give people the cure for their symptoms, and we are not going inside to cut out the cancers. So I am not going to buy into that. I'm not signing up for that. My brand is Lowen Motivator Carr. I'm sticking to it because I motivate people who have to find a way to get inspired from what I'm saying, and then they continue on the journey to build their lives. You know, motivation doesn't last. I think is one of the sayings that kind of sway people from wanting to accept the title. But listen, nothing lasts. If you bathe this morning, you have to take a shower tomorrow. If you brush your teeth, you have to brush your teeth again. If you go to the gym today and you put in an hour and you do that for a year and you have muscles, you still have to continue on if you want to keep those things. Nothing lasts. It doesn't matter. So if I give you a pep talk and it gets you inspired, don't expect that it's going to last. You're going to have to listen to some more and listen to some more and read some more stuff and get around people that is saying the same type of thing. Excuse me. And you got to keep feeding it. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. But listen. This is the podcast where we answer the questions from our blog, from our YouTube channel, from our social media, from our email list, on the topics that we talk about, the things they are struggling with, and we try to bring clarity to them and try to help them to find a better angle or perspective. And even if I am not their guy, even if I am not the ones they really stick to or get mentorship or coaching from, I just want to plant a seed and inspire something to get started. Once I have done that, I have done my part, because everybody will not be your people, and your duty is to bring the message. Your duty is not to choose who is your people and who is not your people. Your duty is to bring the message. My duty is exactly that, as a speaker, as a coach, as a business, and as an entrepreneur, as a motivational speaker. That's what my job is. So this question is, someone is asking, what's one of the number one thing that you have had to comprehend when it comes on to raising your standards? And I speak about raising your standard all the time, because it's something I get from Tony Robbins. And Tony Robbins is always saying that the three ways that people actually change your life, there are only three ways that you can actually move your life from one level to the next. And is that you got to change your story, change your limiting beliefs. The stories that you're telling yourself about you can't, and why you're not qualified, and why you don't have this, and why you don't have that. You have got to change that story entirely. The second thing is that you have got to raise your standards. You have got to set higher standards for your life. You've got to want more for yourself, and you got to believe that you deserve more, and you got to set standards for the things you want, the people who are around you, and the quality of your output. You have to do that. And the third thing is you have to take massive action. You got to take action in the direction of your dreams. Otherwise, they won't come through. The world, the universe, God does not grant it to those who want it. It goes to those who deserve it. And it comes from putting in the time. You have got to make the rounds. You have got to pound the proverbial pavement. You must snatch success from inhospitable circumstances. There's no free lunch. There's no free ride. You've just got to do it. So when it comes on to raising your standards, look, the best way I know, and I've thought about this for a while, the best way I know to raise your standards is not exactly to directly go in and say, okay, I don't want this car. I want a more expensive car. I don't want to eat at this restaurant. I want to eat at better restaurants. I want to take better vacations, or I want to have more money in my bank account. That is all well and good. But the first thing you have to do, those are events. Those are actually events. Those are the culmination, the result of the other things that will get you there. And the overarching thing is to escape average, to beat average, to avoid average like the plague. You must avoid what average people are doing and how average people live. That's the first thing you want to beat, and that's the number one thing you have got to get away from. If you get away from that, you automatically raise your standards. You don't have to pick thing or decide which one to pick or decide which route to go or decide what standards to adjust and to work on. If you go in and you escape the average life, the average way people do things, the average way people wake up in the morning to begin with. Most people wake up, snooze the alarm clock, stretch, pick up their phones, turn on the news, eat some junk food, bust their ass in traffic, force out of the house, shout at the kids, head on out to work. That's the average life. That's what 97% of the people are doing. You have to do the opposite of that. You have to wake up, you have to have an empowering, productive, success-driven morning routine where you drink your water, you do your exercise and meditation, you get some movement and some stretches in, you read something, you listen to something positive, and you get your workday started. And you jump at your task, you have a list of the four things that you want to do, and you circle the one that is extremely important that must get done. You do that. You do what people don't do. You do what the masses are not willing to do. Most people go out there and they spend their days every spare hour they get, or every spare minute they get, on or off the job. They're on social media, they're spreading the news, they're talking about the sports, the games, and all day they have been distracted. They leave work half a day, or leave work during their lunchtime, or after work they're off to the malls, and they're using their time to browse, to indulge into mindless behavior, to do all sort of things that is contradictory to where they say they want to go. You have to escape that. You cannot do those things with your time. You first have to value your time, and you have to use your time as one of the most important tools that you have to carve your success and to carve out a better life for yourself. You have to use it wisely. You have to be a ninja with your time, and you have to use that time to pour into your own growth and the growth of your business, and to pursue the purposes and make impacts that you want to make on this earth. That's what you have to do with your time. Average people do not do that. The average person come home in the evenings. I'm breaking down the entire day for you. The average person come home in the evening and they jump on their devices and they're browsing Amazon and they're buying trinkets and they're buying stupid things and they're buying material things to impress people, and they're on the phone talking about work and cursing the boss and how they hate this and how this is crazy and it's a dead end job, and one day they're going to be rich and they're buying the lotto and they're watching Netflix and they're watching the other series and they're watching this other series and they're keeping up with the Joneses and they're keeping up with the Kardashians and they're watching the games and they're eating junk food. That's what average people do. Success people do. Successful people and success driven people come home in the evening, they take a break, they spend a little time with the family, and they start to improve themselves. They read something, they work on a project that they have, they read something, they do their homework with kids, they work out, they meditate, they sterilize their environment, they talk to people who are like-minded, they go to masterminds, they go to seminars, they expose themselves to content that is in line with where they say they want to go. They go to bed at a decent time so they can get their rest. That's what successful people do. The people who are above average, the elite, the people who dare to go after what they want. They don't subscribe to an average life. They're buying books, they're buying trainings, they're buying courses, they're buying tools. They are paying for resources that will help them, that will take them forward. That is what they're doing. They're not using their money to buy the latest bit of devices, using their time after work in the evening to score on stupid department store, trying to save $2 and using 4 hours getting there, staying in traffic, browsing on the store and destroying their entire evenings. They're not doing what these average people are doing. You cannot do that. Average people are giving their kids devices. The successful people are giving their kids lessons and classes that can make them into more rounded individuals. You have to understand how average people think and you have to avoid it like the plague. That is what you do. You don't set out to build a wall, as Will Smith said. You set out to lay one brick as perfectly as you can lay that brick. And you keep doing that, and one day you will have a wall. What average people do, they look at the events. They look at LeBron James, and they look at Kanye West, and they look at Jay-Z, and they go on social media and they give their comments and they get into brawls and they talk to their friends and they fantasize about the events of these famous people's life, the events, the things that they now see. And they never turn their eyes to look at the process, to admire the work ethic, to emulate the work ethic, to model the systems and the strategies. All they are concerned with is the event, and they conveniently numb themselves out of it and ascribe what they see out there to talent and to luck and to opportunities and to where you were born and to parents and to what you never got and what is stopping you. Average people find excuses. Successful people find ways and means. And to quote from Tony Robbins again, it's never about your resources. It's always about your resourcefulness. Average people complain about their resources. Successful people think about how they can be resourceful, how they can innovate and be creative to make it happen for themselves and their family. They're driven, they're focused, they have goals, they write down their goals, they're conscious of their money, they know their maths, they know their numbers, and they're doing the things that is in alignment with where they want to go. And it's as George Bernard Shaw said, I may have said this on the podcast many times over, and I will keep saying it. If you want to be rich, you will be rich. If you want to be learned, you will be learned. If you want to be successful, you will be successful. Only that you cannot wish these things and wish 1,000 other things that are in contradiction to the thing that you say you want to be. That is it. That's how you do it. You don't exactly set out to raise your standard. You first set out to beat average, to go above average. Do not say what they say. Do not talk how they talk. Do not go where they go. Do not do what they do. Do not buy what they buy. Do not think how they think. Do not spend on what they spend on. Do not listen to what they listen to. Do not watch what they watch. You take the path less traveled, because that's where successful people are, and that's where success is. I often say to my wife, do you notice that a set of people all do the same thing and all get the same results? And one set of people, a smaller group of people, all do the same thing and get the same result. Except that both sets of people have a choice to make. One person have a choice whether to get on the floor and do some exercises or to get on the couch and take up some popcorn and watch Netflix. The other person have the same choice and they just don't choose that option. They go on the floor, they do the exercises. There's no gun to one person's head telling them to buy the Louis Vuittons and the Versaces and the name brand stuff with their money, but they do buy it. And the other set of people, their money they take to uplift their lives and to do things that can bring them more revenue down the road. So you have one set of people who are average people. They all do the same things. They all go the same place. They all speak the same language. They all do the same thing. And they have empowered themselves in that mode of living. And they get a certain result. There's another set of people who are relentless on the other side, who are decided, who like pleasures also, but have decided that they will not succumb to common impulses and they will do the thing that will make them live a better life in the short to medium to long term. So it's always a matter of choice. Are you going to choose the average road, or are you going to choose the excellent road? There you go. Have a good one. Always a pleasure. Thank you. Raise your standards. Change the stories you tell yourself and take massive action. Have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.